You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm real hyped. We have Zara Morgan from Cookie Time here in the studio. Morena.
Hello.
G'day, mate.
My name's Zara Morgan. I'm your Queen Street Cookie Time seller.
Queen Street in Tamaki Makaurau?
Yes.
Not down here. I feel like there's a Queen Street in every major centre in Aotearoa. Yeah. My first question to you is, what time is Cookie Time?
What time is cookie time? Cookie time is all year round. It's always cookie time.
Mm-hmm.
But especially it is cookie time now. Mm-hmm. With all the different flavours we have. Would you like to?
Yeah. I hear there's some talk of white chocolate. And white chocolate is probably one of my favourite forms of chocolate. So let's hear these new flavours.
So this year we have limited edition brandy snaps and white chocolate. We also have our chocolate bumper brownie bites. Who doesn't love a
little
brownie? It's delicious.
Nice.
And then we have our classic chocolate chip, apricot chocolate, cranberry white chocolate, salted caramel, and chocolicious.
Salted caramel.
Something for everyone.
I feel like salted caramel's become a huge thing in the past, 5 years.
So good, so good.
It's mean. Yeah. Any particular flavour standing out to you there, Sam?
Ooh, as someone who used to live in the same house as a Cookie Time seller, I got to admit, salted caramel is heat. It is the best flavour.
So okay.
This is a hill I will die on.
I think my favourite Cookie Time cookie is probably just the offcuts that you can get at the stores.
So good.
Yeah, value, and it's good to love something and I feel like you're rehoming something, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
You're making it your own, for sure.
Yes, of course.
You're heading up to Auckland very soon for a Christmas Cookie Time campaign. How much are you planning for that?
Lots of planning. We've had all sorts of road shows and conferences to get us all hyped and pumped up about it.
Mm-hmm.
Emailing different businesses over Auckland. It's great. I'm real excited for it.
Nice. Because Cookie Time started in Christchurch. So I wonder, if there's a gap between North Island and South Island representation. Because is it more of a South Island thing or more of a North Island thing? I mean, who knows?
All over New Zealand.
Mm.
It's just whoever's up after their exams first. So
true.
There's a couple people up in Auckland now, a couple people down in Christchurch.
Mm-hmm. And how many people are we thinking are going to be selling cookies all around the place?
About 100.
True.
New Zealand. Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
A lot of people. That's a lot of logistics.
Yeah. Lots of organisation. Cookie Time do really, really well organising us all.
Oh, mate, it's ridiculous. Yeah. In 1996, I'm not sure if you know this, but Cookie Time earned the Guinness World Record for the largest cookie with a diameter of nearly 25 metres. That record was certifiably broken a couple of years later by an American company. But do you know if there are any plans to reclaim the title of biggest cookie?
Oh, yeah. Biggest, tastiest, best cookie. We've got all sorts of new flavours.
Where do you get an oven that big?
I know, right?
Like, a 25-litre oven?
I think they might have cooked it in different places and then assembled
it.
I'm not sure.
Like cheating,
I have no idea how they did it.
Blowtorch.
I reckon it was a blowtorch.
Blowtorch is
just...
Yeah.
So it can be as big as you want.
But I hear that the cookies are connected to some charities this year.
Yes, sure are.
Awesome.
So, not only are us uni students who are working Cookie Time are looking to pay off our student loans and whatnot, we are also looking to raise $200,000 for KidsCan and Dyslexia New Zealand, as well as St. John.
Nice.
Nice. So cookies are supporting everyone.
Mm-hmm. No, that's mean. Do you reckon that because there's a cookie store already in Dunedin, that having Cookie Time sales on the street could cause a economic oversupply of cookies and affect the local economy?
Think the more cookies the better.
Fair enough. I'm not too sure if you're familiar with this, but I acquired a news report last night that involved Cookie Time, so I think we'll go over that very quickly and just see what they have to say about the situation here.
Good evening. This is Dominic Fertility Clinic here reporting for YOLO 67.6 News. We've got an extra urgent news bulletin, so please listen. YOLO News has received numerous reports from several biscuit industry whistleblowers that the Cookie Time monster is the leader of the fabled Cookie Cartel organisation. The shady Cookie Cartel is rumoured to have a 90% market share cap on the domestic biscuit sector and has maintained this artificial grip for several decades. The big question is, how? While we can only guess at the how, we do know the who. The cartel is supposedly made up of the Girl Guide Mafia, the Griffins Gang, and the Arnott's crime family, although many speculators believe the iced animals are edging to join the underground enterprise. Although there is very little documented evidence on the cartel, the few clandestine papers we've obtained suggest that these three core groups pay tithes to the Cookie Time Monster, who insiders say leverages extensive political connections to influence legislation favouring the group's interests. One report highlights that has been making substantial political connections with enormous bribes made using Cookie Time's delicious cookies and may in fact be a sort of shadow prime minister, the monster behind the throne, so to speak. We'll have more on this story as it develops. This is Dominic, Fertility Clinic, reporting for YOLO 67.6.
So there's some pretty big news there from YOLO. Now, of course, the bleeping wasn't because there's a bad word. It was because no one knows the true name of the Cookie Time Monster. I mean, some people call him the Cookie Muncher, but I looked at his birth certificate. There's no name.
It's just the Cookie Monster.
How'd you get his birth certificate?
I know some people. I pulled some strings. what was your reaction to that reporting there, Zara?
That was an interesting report.
any comments about your knowledge of the Cookie Cartel?
That it was, interesting. Nothing to report here for me.
Nothing to report here? Okay, well, that's interesting because I did also find a Cookie Cartel training video that we'll also play here. Let's get into that.
Hi, I am Noelle, Duwell, the Cookie Cartel's onboarding advisor, and welcome to the Cookie Cartel family. Although we're made up of industry competitors, we all have one common goal, for Kiwis to eat more cookies. In this training video, we'll show you how to deal with any media hounds trying to uncover who the leader of our cartel is, who we all know is our mutual benefactor, the Cookie Time Monster. Although dealing with the media can be scary at first, once you've had some practice with this module, you'll be ready to go on primetime television to deny the Cookie Time Monster runs the whole show. Let's walk through a scenario. Say you're going on a student radio station breakfast program to promote your cookies, and the host catches you off guard with allegations that the Cookie Time Monster is the leader of our funny little family business. The first step to achieving success in this scenario is to...
Well, really enlightening stuff there. I mean, who knows what's going on? very, very, very silly stuff there. Very, very silly indeed. I want to thank you for your time for coming on this morning, Zara.
Thank you so much for having me.
Putting you through the ringer. I'm sure the rest of your campaign won't be as annoying.
No, this is great. Thank you so much.
Of course, of course. And if is there any room for more people to join the Cookie Time, whole country crew?
Of course. By supporting, that's you're joining the Cookie Time crew. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any room for people who want to sell cookies? Or are those spots all booked out?
For next year?
For next year, okay,
definitely.
Cool.
But for this year, just supporting would be amazing for people to do.
How do people get involved?
You can sign up on the Cookie Time website. There was posters all around everywhere about Christmas cookie selling. But definitely for next year if you're keen to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure. Awesome. Well, maybe we'll have you on next year and have more silly gaffes.
Yeah.
We'll have to see. Great. Good luck with the rest of your campaign. And it's 9:45 here on The Breakfast Show. We're going to play Last Christmas by Wham as Christmas is coming around.
Oh, yes, it is.
Cookies play a pretty pivotal role in that. So let's enjoy some Wham. Here's Last Christmas. Any final words to either of you?
Go buy some cookies.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, indeed.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.